yesterday. 7 points. There's lots of places here in Sabas. There's lots of places here. Is that the comes of etzem tiyuf ha-mechidze, mechidze's mastarif. Over distance of more than gimel tfachim. And what distinguishes suki, the most that suki that the chakakas within gimel, is because need mechidze's muchas eschach. Mechidze's muchas eschach. Most of the places is, shiny also can be suki to be nashim mechidze's muchas eschach. The afin also mechidze's muchas eschach. Pasukas. Termin Hossam. Hilchik has equal from his father's tour. Rochi, being as you call Bogus McGimmo, why? The Sarah would say if I give you sell her cat. Ramachis, the day she you smooth as last half so you can get a naked. That's the difference between the Chit and Machitze and the Gidud, so that the Machitze, the whole thing, the Machitze should be, because the Machitze has to be somewhat. Okay, let's come back to this point, actually. Now, what's the pshat? In Metzias, the first point. In Metzias, the schach goes into the mechitze. The mechitze and the schach join, they meet. There's no avi here, same time. Right? The schach meets the mechitze. At the corner. So why does it have to be? Why does the mechitze have to be somewhat to the schach daf geshagneged and nekev? Yeah. Well, what's the answer? So we talked about it yesterday a little bit. What did we say? The vote is like this. What? That one? Yeah. So like this. Mice is a big shaila. It's a big shaila in suke where the pochel, where the shir yud is. She used a psul in schach besides being a psul a din or a shir in doifin. Right? The shayla, when you want suk, you have the shayla. I can't remember the word. We want suk, we have the shayla. The, where the yud is a shir in mechitze only, or perhaps a shir in schach too. If you say, my says that, here in this halacha, let's start with this another way. In this halacha, in suk, you chok about lashim liyud. Chokibol l'shim l'yud, design design in the chakak, l'shim l'yud. Can you see the asfas ha-chakak? Can you see the asfas ha-chakak? Yeah, what's the lochel? Can you see the asfas ha-chakak? Lochel ma'isa, the gmons the sugi and sugi there. What's the lochel? Asfas ha-chakak. There's no tent lochel between the ground and the schach. Can you see it there? They have a gmons sugi. So in the ma'isa, in the sugi with the rosh, Mezik called Mesanas before he said he can't sit there. Cannot sit there. Don't sit in the chakak, can't sit on Spasa chakak, even after making the chakak. It's Gimel. Bilav kshayu b'techa chakak. Rashi, we don't be saying that suga gavoy meshrim. The mafshi Rashi. Rashi did by tzabu by was the malamichov. Rashi lohedye. They can see the feeling of tzabu v'holam with dinner pesel yisim mesuke. He don't say it's kosher. He don't have. You don't apply dinner pesel yisim mesuke. Okay, but okay. So tell us why not, right? Here, so the commentators mefurish. So too the tours mefurish. You can't sit in the. You can't sit in the. The svasa chakak. And maybe says he could. So chol I say, he'd be down for two reasons here. There's again two shells. Number one, yesh loyma. Yesh loyma that because there's no hechsher, there's no srach kosher. So after because it needs to be lamalu mehad, it needs to have a halal of yutzvachim. Fine. The shaila there is, it's only a nail sugi too, by sugi asurik min tzrif. I mentioned a lot yesterday after the show. Sugi asurik min tzrif means like this. So, I didn't look up. Kim du mitzvah in the ritual there. Could be never shayim too. Then you can sit under, once you have a shir, Kim du mitzvah, you can sit in the, once it gets lower than 10, you can still sit. It's kosher to, you can sit under that chelik of the sugi asurik min tzrif, even though you're not sitting on the schach 10 tzvachim. So, if you hold that that's kosher, so it's hard to mechalek. So then the chayy that sheet to hold. If you hold it, the sugya sugya mitzvah, you can sit under the schach with matam yud. So chayy yud is not a shir in the chetzer schach. It's only shir in the mechitza, and then it's surrounded by mechitzas. Chayy that will be the same thing here. But the ma'aseh, av b'chein. Of course, they have to know over there. Av b'chein here. Kovin Sanal says another reason. Kovin Sanal says. The can't sit in the smas chakak. The ena mechitza gavoy aso ein shlo mefrat famis. You have no mechitza at all. There's no mechitza at all. Just right. There's no. It's not even can't be done. The chayyur. You don't have pesach yitzchak mesuka because there isn't. So let's say let's name on the other side. Let's name on that shir yud is a shir in the tfanos. The shir in the tfanos and the mechitza is once you leave the chakak, you don't have. Here, you don't have the hechsher mechitza. And here, you have to come out to the vote we said, the chasnifis has been. Where's the, like this, okay? So, again, so the first thing you can think is you can't sit on svas hachakak. If you can't sit on svas hachakak, first, what you might think is because it's, the schach is possible. But that's a shailu. That's a shailu, it's not possible. Kovin Sanal says before she can't sit there, but says another reason. Ein shom mechitza ziyud. Ein shom mechitza ziyud. So it comes out, them can't before she. Without mefurish, that the hezmer, the avonah of the chaznish. What do I mean by that? Chaznish says that when you have the chakakas within gimel, the chakakas within gimel of the mechitza, where is it, in which place, in which location, the diuk is a chaloshem hechsher mechitza yud? Because his lashon is right. The mechitza is mechayv to the gidur, they're not vice versa. You don't move the gidur. You don't imagine the gidur moves. And here's a chaloshem mechitza yud by the mechitza. The mechitza test is mitzvah to the gidul yud, and within the, and we explained it yesterday about Yichus. Within that's the only place within the gidul, within the chakak, that's the only place which have, in which he's muk of mechitza yud. On the svas chakak, he's muk of mechitza, which constitute the most you can say on svas chakak is muk of mechitza, which are part of a mechitza yud, but it's not muk of mechitza yud. So the heck of mechitza yud, bein the shabbos, bein the sukkah, whatever being done is teich achakak. So mele. So mainly, there's no mechitza there at all on svas hachakak. So that's what comes out of the forge in Sukkot. Why isn't it? So you can't sit there. What?
Why isn't it?
Any? There's no mechitza at all. There's not even one mechitza going out. All the mechitzas now are only 9 tefachim. Outside the chakak, they're all 9 tefachim. There's no mechitza at all. That's what he says. No mechitzas. That's what it means. Muchach the avonah. The shaila is that you still have to define the why in Sukkot so you can swear it's still could sit there. That's so here, but I'm leaving that. Where's the mechitza still get through mitzrif? Well, what din is this? It could be that. That's the other heck of a mechitza. You have to think. And sugya sugi mitzrif, you have to think about that sugya. The nidoy mifin asmei. Why you sit under the low part of the sugya? Yeah, okay. Sorry? What did he say? He said he can't sit? Yeah, he said before he can't sit on Svas HaKak. Readable? Yeah. I didn't see it now. I'll take a look on it. Good. Now, let's come back to Tosfos. Okay. Let's come back to Tosfos. I heard him a lot. I said a lot once. If you would, look in the Yenesem Brazil. Look in Yenesem Brazil and pass the Emor. If I have a Chumash Vayikra. Here's a mezuzio. And the pasuk of pasuk is teish v'shivas yomim brings down basically a kitz of Shulchan Aruch of dinei sukkim. Trained of Nayak El Chosen Tulisayu at Pushcho, Tulo Sagim Shimcho, Tzizim Mimchamcho, Miss Abdul Tulo, the same sale, the Shum Chago, the same Chag, the Kitzel Shulchan Aruch of Masech Tzuki. Min Zayin in Dim Rabin, Min Ayo, Gidu Akanka, Utlishin, and Tolos Mekak Nam Chubo, Meshach Hoso, the Meshach Soso means the Midah, the measure. At Shivo, Pushche, Bechalolo, So he said already mechitzes. He said already shayim gchotzes shvizu v'tevach. He's finished talking about mechitzes. Then he says v'chalol adruma asro pushchei. So the kila adim b'fnasmi. V'chalol adruma az asro pushchei. So the kmon is mashma that the din of yud fochim is not the din of mechitzes. Not just the din of mechitzes. The din b'fnasmi in sukkah. It has to be 10 fochim. Right, the Batnu and the Mishnah, if I recall, says Batnu and Sukkah says it's a Shver Batnu. Very Shver Batnu. In the first Mishnah Sukkah, what does it say? By Shver Tvachim, he says, otherwise, a Dira Slucho. It's a clear Dika Batnu there, I'm sure. But here's the Mashmah, the Dim Finasmu, of Yud Tvachim. Okay. What, the Yud? Yeah, okay. I mean, in the Yash Brazil. Yeah, say it. Yeah, so if you say what I say, that the Pochus Meyud is a psul in the Schaaf, then it's moving Heitev. That's why the doyvin has to be somehow to the mechit the schach agave ha-gi agave ha-achekat agave nekev, because beyond that it's not possible. And afilu im neimo, that Tosis holds that the shir yutvochim is not a shir in the chetz of the schach. It's not schach possible. Not like shpudin shal basel. Less than yud schach, but it's a psul mechitzim. But Avraham Bichain, it's still good what Tosis says. Tosis is very good. Tosis the move and hate it. We explained it yesterday, because the doyvin is not kosher. You don't have a kosher doyvin until you're over the nekiv. But the doyvin itself is only mitzayif. What we just said before, mchaznish. The chaloy shem hechsha doyvin is only agabe the chakaf, because that's the only place we have a doyvin of yud. The gid is not ka'omu. The gid is not mitzayif the doyvin, but rather the mechitzah is mitzayif to the. The Gidu. So that the Tosis is Venus, but whatever you say, the Tosis is good. That it has to be Yisomach to the Schach Agabe and Nekev.
How much is the Schach? If it's not Kosher,
what?
The Chasin is the second one we're saying that it's not.
Yeah, indeed. The Kosher, the Yud Tvochim, which constitutes the Hechshir Mechitza, has to be Yisomach to the Schach. So the Hechshir Doifin is not on the outside. The Hechshir Doifin is only on the inside.
There's nothing really to do with
It is. Nachamo. If it does like this, not explains like this. If it ties with the Avon and ties with clothes like this, that's a mechitza and din and hichos mechitza. He gives mitzayif the two components, even more than gimel tvoch. Correct. So mechitza basically goes like this. It goes like that. After we talk about that in a minute too. So, but this component, the nine tvochim, is hechsher mechitza. It's hechsher mechitza. Where's the mechitza kavod yud? Where's the mechitza become kosher? It's part of the mechitza, but it's not gavur yud. It's not a kosher mechitza. It's not gavur yud. Where's the mechitza reach the height of yud? It reaches the height of yud only over the gidud. So before that, it's not kosher. It's not kosher mechitza. So the chaloy shem of the hechsher mechitza of yud is only over the gidud. At that point, that's mitzvah chesach. Elo ma'is a doyfin akuma. That's the next. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's also moving ahead. That's the next. Logically, the next step. El Ma'ay say doif in akuma. They want to say you don't say doif in akuma. Was no mechitza malis. It wasn't me no mechitza malis. It's the same thing. Here there's only nine. There's only a mechitza of nine. It becomes the mechitza malis by the gidud. You can't say doif in akuma standing from mechitza of nine. It's mistarif, but you don't have mechitza bim koyim of ten. It's not mechitza malis.
Why exactly is it not some of the stuff? If it's kosher stuff, right?
Because the doifin, the hechsher doifin is only by the gidul, by the chakak. I mean, but it's not a kosher doifin. It's not a kosher doifin. The doifin is not sent to Mokum Hai. What?
Why is it varn mechitza smuchas?
Because mechitza means the kosher mechitza. Mechitza means the kosher mechitza.
It's not varn smuchas chak. It's varn that you need a kosher mechitza.
Why? That component of mechitza is not smuchas chak. The mechitza where it becomes the hechsher mechitza has to be under the schach. The mechitza becomes the chalish hechsher mechitza is only by the gidu, by the chakat.
That is where the kosher
schach. That's because the schach is still. Yeah, so we mentioned it yesterday. What's that have to do with the why it has to do with Pasukas? So he said maybe it's maybe from here you learn some chasach. And Sammy told me the Aruch Nes is before it's like that. That from Pasukas, you learn some chasach. He accounts for all the daughters there. Off on the end of love. It's too dark. It's easy if you say that the halal yud is the shirin the shirin tzach. Then twice it goes much smoother. That's for it. Okay. Now look at this. Twice the shonim. Pashas hold the two nekudas. Twice hold the shonim hold the mechitz namas tzach more than lovod. At one point. But the second point is, in Shabbos you'll have to miss. So no difference. So there's no difference between Sukkah and Mechitza, Sukkah and Shabbos. But Fakir Luchumi, and neither one of them have Mechitza more than Gimel. Why in our Sukkah is it a Shusha Yochid? Because you have Mechitza Yod Mi Bachos, Mefush. Mechitza is Givoyz Yod Mi Bachos. And Mechitza is a partial of Teishonim. Teishonim, the portion part is that all you need is Mechitza Givoyz Yod Mi Bachos. Means that the Chavta, the Shusha Yochid, doesn't need a Mechitza inside. Doesn't mean Mechitza Yod. Needs the mechitza. Shusha Yochid needs the mechitza, but not part of the Shusha Yochid. Needs the mechitza whose sole function is to be a klapei chutz, to separate from the Shusha Avim, and that you have that. You have that here. Yeah. And Sukkah, you don't have mechitza. Go push it. Oh. So we said, but so those are the two sides of the Taisha Shonim, which the Chalik and the Taisha with Shil Fonenu. Whether it's Mesachmo and Gimel, and which mechitza, what kind of mechitza do you need for Shusha Yochid? Correct? Fine. Sukkah, on the other hand, the process was so good, the being that you need the din mechitza. He can introduce the Taishonim for sure. He can introduce the din doifin. The sugi has a din not just separated from what's outside. Sugi requires tfanos. Tfanos means part of the chesed of the sugi. you need two tfanos. Doifin means you need a sugi needs a doifin. So the fact that outside there's a doifin yud klapei chutz doesn't help you inside. If inside is not doifin yud, and that's the first part. So that's why sugi needs a doifin. A doifin means a mechitza with klapei pnim. But Shengen Shabbos doesn't need. That's the second machlokes. So whether Shabbos needs a mechitza klapei pnim or not. The first machlokes being tziyuk more than gimel, right? Toys the Shonim has to ask, M. Kane, what's wrong with the Baal Shein Teich Yud? What's wrong with Baal Shein Teich Yud? Toys the Shonim has, Avi, what you spoke about yesterday? Yeah, what did you say? One? Say.
What? Where's the outer wall that is 10 by Sukkot? The whole Sukkot
itself is only 10. Whether or not you have it is irrelevant. I'm saying, even if you have it, it doesn't help you. Doesn't help you. Doesn't help you. As I say, over your chat. Okay, so there was.
I found it somewhere.
Yeah, where?
Sasemis Brigham.
The what? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look.
He doesn't like it when he says it.
I think so. Al-Kufan, so we heard another chat. Heard another chat last night that maybe Chan Toy Shan means that in Sukkot is different from Kimti. In Sukkot there is no Michitza Chitzoni. There's no. And here we have 10 Tvachim facing the outside. In Sukkot the case is we don't have 10 Tvachim facing the outside.
Right. I'll hear you taste the show.
You can write it down, so it's a possibility in Toys Vish Sonim. But, yeah, good, yes, okay. But being that Toys Vish Sonim is awesome, so I go upon him, that's for sure. I mean, it's my boys, I learned that, that's for sure. Yeah, the chat is the chilgin takes on between the requirements of Sukkah and the requirements of Shabbos. The Sukkah needs a mechitza on the inside, because that's the damn doifin. And soon they'll say no again.
Where do we see that
this
is
arguing that this Shabbos? Taisha says, what about chitza chitzaini? So Taisha says that the mechitza is metai from the here, from the gidud. And from Mechitza. He says, what's the difference between Asugi and Mechitza and over there? So here, there's something being here, Messiah. The wise down, why is it over there? So he said, because there you need a
Mechitza and Mechitza. Here has to reach the
Sach. So the postman Taish says, the way to reach Taish is that since Taish doesn't say here that the function of Mechitza is different, is the no regular rabbim, so Taish says, long that the Chetz and Mechitza is the same. Here in the
Sukkah.
Yeah. Unless you put things into it, it's a safe home. Okay. So now we're holding the rosh. Let's move on. There's a lot more to talk about. So the Rosh introduces the Rosh and the Barichos more. Taisus in Sukkah already says, L'mnei regular rabbim, the Rishonim here, I'll talk about, use that concept that Mechitza of Shabbos is L'mnei regular rabbim. But again, we don't know how to mean if I come to Sukkah. Sukkah changed by Yud, the Chok about the Shim of Yud. He made it stuck on Christ and Christ for him too, but Rabbi Sukkah, Bin of Christ Mukhes is Chach, Dom Hosam, Shim Rig, Chach, Min Fanes, Gim of Him too. So, Pashtos, if Tay says, if the Rosh says, Rabbi Sukkah, Bin of Christ Mukhes is Chach, So l'choyi, he means that the mechitza could be mitzvah. If the mechitza still could be mitzvah, more than gimel tvachim, but it won't be samach l'schach. There won't be samach l'schach over the nekiv, over the chakam. So there's a vote of tziuf. Avu gav b'shabes v'akshav sus mitzvah idem mechitza. If you look at him, kol yishlo seyochid. Hilgul chaydem mechitza chitzayin shakvoy zasov nigvul shlo seyochid. אבוי די הפנימי, שאין שפה שחקת מצב ימון, כי מתחיל כי ממנו גימות פוחים. The shell is, how's the working Shabbos? What's planned the Rosh? So one way to understand the Rosh, if you ignore it for the first deal that we made, if you ignore that, do something else with it, see, so the Rosh says that in Shabbos, what creates then the Rosh is saying like Tishanim, right? That's an absolute possibility in the Rosh that you need the resource to be mishtamer idem mechitzes. So mele idem mechitzes hachitzonis is mishtamer. So the Rosh is mishtamer. That could be
Shad and Rosh. So
then you go back and say, so what does he need? What does he need? He should have heard the Sadagir. So it comes out in Cain that the Rosh could hold the Al-Derech, the Tesh Shonim. The Tesh Shonim we assumed holds that the Chevta of Mechitza is not Mitzvah over Gimel Tvachim. It's not Mitzvah over Gimel Tvachim. But rather what? But after being Shabbos, we don't care because they have mechitza chitzeno. Mechitza chitzeno means it's by near regular rabbin. The mokum is godul mechitza. The mokum doesn't have, Shusayoch doesn't have its own mechitza, but it doesn't need a mechitza. As long as it's mishtamer. Oh, the shalos im kain, let him just say, sugi, you need a mechitza. What does he have to say? Hirchik. Right, that's the shalos. Let him say, but sugi needs a mechitza. If the Rosh holds, that mechitza lelim is not mitzvah over gimel tvachim. But Shabbos is there, in Shabbos is if just a yochid because you have mechitza chitzeno and you don't need a mechitza lefnim. So then in Sukkah he should say, why does he have to introduce hirchik as the gilchim and tfanis gimel tvachim? Let him say, in Sukkah you need a doifin, you need a mechitza, you don't have it. Because the component parts of the mechitza are separated by one gimel tvachim. Why does he need to introduce hirchik? Sorry? Yeah, and that's the other kasha. Right. I said that yesterday, yeah. If you say like that, then it's a shikul chosim and sefer. It's a shikul chosim and sefer. Chosim and sefer is, so what have to be choikik for b'chal? If the mechitza chitzen is good, so why be choikik? Why be choikik? Well, that's what we said yesterday, correct? Yeah, we said yesterday in the Rosh. So that's a very big shikul, that's an absolute, I can't say ikul, but it's a very big chosim and sefer. And the other shalot being what you need. So Gavin, the shalot in Sukkah, there was a suggestion, I'll say over, there was a suggestion that maybe because there's a din of hichik, it's one and the same din, the fact that it's chach, yeah. Since the din of hichik, amchitz mitzchach, is the reflection of the din that the Sukkah needs a doifin. Doifin means as Rishach the Schach, and the Doifin can't be Messiah when Gimel Tvachim. So it's like a Raya Simon Dova. Perhaps, maybe that's a shot. But they still have to contend with the Chosim HaSeifah, so why be Choykik in the Bais? So the Bais is just a Yochim by itself. Therefore, the Chasanish learned a different shot in the Rosh. I mean, Claude, that was motivating him. The little Rosh holds that you need, that the Mechitza needs, just a Yochim needs the Mechitza Bifnim. Because he doesn't say Abbe. So he's matrik a little bit. That the kavon and the rosh is like we said at the end of yesterday's shir. That you have to be mitzayif the two components of the mechitza. Had the mechitza mibachutz not been dvar yud, you couldn't be mitzayif it over gimel, more than gimel, because it'd be bottle and shusav avim. It wouldn't have a din mechitza bechal. Basher shom. We wouldn't have the mechitza. There'd be nothing to be when once you get to the gidud. There'd be nothing to be mitzayif to the gidud. Mechitza would be bottom in koymei. But theoretically, you can retire from mechitza of gidu. To use the taisa means sugi in the beginning. The taisa of sugi goes through the whole sugi of gidu mechitza, right? We didn't read it, Michael, but you learned it. So there's not, theoretically, you can retire from gidu mechitza. When here's a gidu, either down, up, there's a mechitza, whatever it is, and then the mechitza is right here. Either there's a gidu is a pit for one child, or gidu is a tail for the other child, there's a mechitza. But it's a mechitza could be mitzvah if they're here. If the mechitza of 10 is lefoneinu. Hashem can, if the the mechitza of Yemesayev, which is less than 10, is removed. It's in the middle of a Havishos Rabim. So it's both of them, Havishos Rabim. So Gabe not Gabe allowing it to be Kayim till it's Mitztarev to the Gidud, the Rosh said, the Fizeh has to be Gavay Yud Mi Bachut. But not that the Hekef, not the mechitza Mi Bachut, creates a Havishos Yochid. The Hekef Mi Bachut, the Goyva Yud Mi Bachut prevents it from being bottom. Okay, now let's move on to like this. There are two shalas, two critical shalas in Achronim, Gedol Achronim.
Why is the
whole thing
has a
shir?
The what?
So the mechitza
outside needs to be
10, so
it doesn't,
it's a
kind of
mechitza. Once you get the gidu, you have 10 already. But by the mechitza, you don't have 10. The mechitza is about the In our case, it's a good question. The answer is, in our case, he's surrounded in the chakak. One is mukav mechitzas yud. I'm spasa chakak, not mukav mechitzas yud. If it's not mechitzas yud, in the chakak, he's surrounded by mechitzas yud.
That already doesn't sound like
tirf.
That just sounds like
no. It is. It means mukav mechitzas yud. We'll soon see about a little bit more. It's a shvam musik. Hold up, we'll come to the two channels here. So like, the first channel is like this. Then they have like this. The Rishonim say a different lotion. Let's see, look at the Ran, make it fast. Again, the Ran Rashba say more or less similar channels. The Ran says, Ikhla Vivo, Amalei Boi Mechitis Teich, Svasa Chakak Bochus Mishloisha. Vitivit. The Shana Shoka the Binish Mechitza Shleimois Smuchais Laschach. And the Rashba also uses Loshen Mechitza Shleimo Smuchais Laschach. The Fan Nois Gafin Hosa Mi Basukas Basukas Basukas. Hegel Chabin Pochus Mishleish Lekdeish Smuchais Laschach Yenegel Chakak. You need the three Mechitzas, the Shleimis are Kupanim. Three Mechitzas Shleimis. Shleimis means no Mizogin, it's a 10 Tvachim. Pashtus. 10 Tvachim. The famous means. Subuch of the Schach. Wir vorhin die Vochus mit Gimu. Hege ich bin Vochus mit Schleich, gleich ist Subuch of the Schach. Schegnei lech Akak. Aber in der Schabbat, wie in der Mechitze, sagt der, schlau ihr Rabbi in Boikim schon. Wir kämen zu Chokis, der Mechitze, der Sauber, mekiv, bis Eisen, mechutz. לא יחשים לנו, אם הם סמוך יש לחקק, הם יראו חוק יש ממנו. כמה נוחי, אף אגב, דרך מריץ לסור, היא, אף אגב, דרך מריץ לסור, היא בין חלק מריץ, וכאן זה מצפן, וכבחיץ זה יגידים מריץ מצפן. זה מבחיץ, זה יוצא, זה אין מצפן, איזה יתחיל לחוסן. אוקיי. Avagav dach mechitza, so he ben chak of mechitza, even though the mechitza is constructed by combining the chakak, the svasa chakak, with the mechitza, and that's totally machogis and boim gittin of gittin mechitza mitzaf, and it says that it's more going on the yenem and doma. Yeah. But as I say, this idea that here we have it. So it's in Sugya. All we shall say, and introduce a concept here that mechitza's Shabbos is the noyvekel ravim. So you have to show to Reb Chaim, right? Just look at Reb Chaim for a minute. Right? Everyone knows Reb Chaim to show to. Reb Chaim Sefer, is the Chidush Menachem Levi. Ras Rav Chaim in Nechus Shabbos. The Hasidus Rav Mizik make a lechi from Yisrael and Noah. So Asheru, Yisrael Noah, but Zohar, so Asheru, you make a lechi from something, from Atzei Asheru. Even though Atzei Asheru is possible, even though Gabei, Atzei Asheru means Asheru to which is Avodah Zohar, never. The Torah says it's also Bano. It's also Bano, it's Chayav Shreifa, it's above that we say, excuse me, that's Shuri, you know from Luv HaGozel, whoever's doing Luv HaGozel knows that. Luv HaShem is possible, Rashi says, excuse me, that's Shuri, it doesn't mean anything, it's Kolemi, Rosh and Rashi, the Kolemi Lissav, Kisav, Domi, and excuse me, that's Shuri, Rashi is two things. Anything done with the slave, because of Dom and therefore Susan Mekta Shir is no, it kills broken to pieces, there's no Shir. That's why Lulu Shah Shir is possible. So, says Reb Chaim, so the question is, the question is like this. The question is, why is it Susan Mekta Shir? Why is the question for Lachi? Why is the question for Lachi? Why can you use the Lachi? I mean, the Lachi is the Mechitze. Why is the kosher if it comes from Matzah Sheri? The lechi needs has a shir yud falchim. So just like lulav, which has a shir dalid, so shir is possible. Susa metas shiri. Nothing to do with right. Nothing to do with mitzvahs. Avraham sendo. Perhaps maybe with hano. It's susa metas shiri. So to lechi. It says Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim says famous. He says. Reb Chaim says dinah b'susa metas shiri is that not that there's nothing here, but rather said that din hold the shir mitas about the bnei shir. Right. This is this young Chaim. This Yishayim says, like Susa Metashure is that like Susa Metashure doesn't mean the Chavis disappeared, but means that it's not one entity which constitutes a Shia. There was a foolish in the Ravio. I found the foolish in the Ravio somewhere. There's a separate volume of Ravio. It's on Chulin. I want some foolish in Ravio. The Ravio says that Susa Metashure is as if it's broken into pieces, it's stuck together. Something like that. It's not one entity, one chepse, but you have something here. You have a chepse here. And that's what Reb Chaim says. That's the first thing he says. Well, if he says, as Reb Chaim, he comes to his vote. If he says, Belechi, the Metashure, we don't care if Mechitze is Susa Metashure. Because in Bon Lodon, al Mokum, Nimsa, the Chola, Goiva, so Yesh, Beb, Mkoim, Mechitze, Lechi, Kevin, Disa, Beinei. We don't care about the chetz of the lechi, we just care about the result of that. That he used to say that if somebody prevents somebody from walking, even if the lechi shall show you, but he can't walk into it. If you walk into it, you bang your head. You bang your nose on the lechi. So mele, a lechi, which excludes a metashure, serves its function of being goyder, the mokum that's being goyder. The Das the Rambam made, then he says, is asher al kein nira. This is a historic of Chaim, you have to know. Asher al kein nira, the Das the Rambam, he... To b'chol mechitzes, b'shus ha'yochid, to b'in ha'shei goyv v'nasoro, ike ha'shir enu b'etzem ha'mechitzes. Right, Reb Chaim says, you have to remember this, call all mechitzes, b'shus ha'yochid, the shir yud, we'll be in the gay later mission. The shir yud is not in the etzem ha'mechitze. Ki'im b'e ha'mokoyim, to b'in ha'shei goyv v'asoro v'shabo, ye mukav mechitzes. Ten tfochim in the mokum, so be mukav mechitzes, we go to mechitzes, but not that there's a din in the chetzes mechitzes. Since the din in the mokum, in motzanu goyva, we find that there's a for 10 tfochim, the height of 10 tfochim, it's heck of mechitzes, v'yichbas lon klau, be'etzem ha-mechitzes, im ha-mechitzes ha-oilo, we don't care if the mechitzes has a sheer 10 or not. The mokum has to be godu for the height of 10 tfochim. Therefore, even if we say, I have a lechi, so sheru, need to say, met ha-shiyure, but because that's only Mahani that the Etzem Lechi doesn't have a Shia, but we don't need a Shia in the Lechi. But Hamokom Akbonim Kol Hagoy Vaso Choshev Mukov Mechitz. But he says what's important in your name is this, is that's in Rishus HaYochid B'chol. Okay. So Avadi can show us through the Apiv of Chaim, what the Apiv of Chaim, the Silvan could be Avon and Rishayim. Time like this, but let's understand. The Yishayim could be saying like this. If you bring down, if we're looking to construct a chetz of a mechitzah, which we need in Sukkah, So then the shiva is the chalokim, the components of the mechitza, are mitztaref only if they're within gimel tvachim. Because it doesn't become one, not neither as one chepse, but one gimel tvachim. The shiva lovud of culture, the shiva lovud of koponim, and it applies to other places, it applies here too. Because the two components are mitztaref if it's more than, if it's a break of more than gimel. That's only where we need a chepse of a mechitza. Here, in Shabbos, again, it's partial. The oyster is like this. In Shabbos, with the purpose only of Nari Vakal Rabim, you don't need a chepse of mechitza be'atzim, just need the mokum of mukuf mechitzas. So we don't care we don't care how the heck if where the mechitzas come, a little bit here, a little bit there, a little bit there, doesn't make a difference. There's no din of being mitzayif a chepse of mechitza. The din is to make mokum mukuf. Mokum mukuf. Okay, that's the way in the poshut. Even the poshut. If you don't want to go to Reb Chaim, we want to put all the rishonim into Reb Chaim's. Into Reb Chaim's base medrash, it's going to be this pshat. So then you have to say, well, divin, the kavan of the Rishonim is like this, that the Akomu, what we said already before, that even if you say Shabbos needs a mechitza, but being that its function is different than the function of mechitza and sukkah, so mechitza Shabbos can be mitzayif over more than gimel tvachim. Because it's menei v'yakul v'avim, it serves that purpose. In this case, in Bayi Shayit Achyot, and Chokak, Lashimai, the regular v'avim is nimna, even though there's more than expansive gimel. Right, so with Reb Chaim or without Reb Chaim. That's part of the Rishonim. Now we have like this. Now, next say none.
Would Reb Chaim work with any of the Hasbeir Mechazon Shkev rather than Tosfos HaRash?
The way we should translate it is in Echnam. It's more than Reb Chaim. Echnam. The emphasis is that we mentioned Reb Chaim really. We're going to see one soon. Lashon Rambam. It's interesting Lashon Rambam here. Rambam has a mission already. I'll give him some mutzah zikha already in this. Rambam heard Tez Zayin Mechus Shabbos Alokha Tez Vov. Rambam says, Kol Mechitza Shein Yechelu Lam Moed Ruach Mitzuy Enu Mechitza. One. Kol Mechitza Shein Yechelu Nachas Enu Mechitza. Kol mechitza shein asriel tzniyas bevad enu mechitza. Kol mechitza shein megoy vasot tfochim enu mechitza gemuro. Everything enu mechitza, enu mechitza, enu mechitza. And here we're talking about Yud. Kol mechitza shein megoy vasot tfochim enu mechitza gemuro. What enu mechitza gemuro? A little bit, Liz. What does he want? It's the... So the Mishnah says that what Rambam means is "Ein mechitza gemur," because pachus mekan is a mechitza for a kamus. Mechitza for a kamus. That was the ein mechitza gemur. Mechitza for a kamus. Could be a Pibb Chaim is not so smooth, but could be a Pibb Chaim is like this. The Shir Yud is not a Shir in the Mechitze. The Shir in the Mokum. So not the Pshad is that the Mechitze is not a... Less than you is not a Mechitze. Less than you, the Mokum is not Godur. So if Ram would have said, En Mechitze, En Mechitze, En Mechitze, about the Pachos Mechitze, En Mechitze, so he would have thought, Shir, the Yud, the Mechitze, like Yud in like Dalet and Lulav, like Gimel and Dasam and Ravus. So that's Shir, missing a Shir, it's not a Mechitze. So it's a mechitza gemur. A Pibb Chaim is a possibility. I'm not saying it's muchach. I'm not saying you have to learn that. But Pibb Chaim is not so tomor. It's a mechitza gemur. Because the Yud is not a shen of chazad mechitza. Ula. Now let's say this. The Achron, the Mogan Avon. We'll make it fast. Is Matan Shimem Hei, Mokalon Sekot Negimu, He brings the Rosh. Akam Rosh and Rosh. Mashma, Zog Maglebom, the main Gavar Yud, Ima Kiwa, Ibn Shir, Chakak, Samach, Rosh, the Pochas, and Gimut Vochel. Right? That's the Maglebom. We mentioned it, the last thing we mentioned yesterday. Im Ein Gavar Gimel, if the outside, Im Ein Gavar Yud, Ima Kiwa, the outside walls, not Yud, and that's Hagamat, the Rosh, Mosel, Rosh. That's the Rosh, Mosel, Rosh. You need the Chakak, Pochas, Samach, Rosh, the Pochas, and Gimut Vochel. The shells were the Ran Ischelik, were the Queen of Ran Ischelik. So the Mishnah Berurah, okay, we're going. The Mishnah Berurah brings Elio Rabo, Eben Mishnah Berurah, Chalik Dalet. Yeah, but your rabbi mistavik was there. The daiter de Loharan, even though the Ran says it's a mechitza yud mistavik, goy v'aksolim shim v'chutz im machakigla shepreich ha'gumul shi'asov v'chol gavne. The Rosh, the Vice Lord, I didn't look about your rabbi, the Rosh, the Vice Lord, the Tagim do it like that, but in the Ran, the other Shem, perhaps not. Perhaps you have the function of Mnis Megalab. Let's see, there's a Mammoth, it's a big Shmarinian. Chazanish, let's just read a few lines in the Chazanish. And we'll look at the Mitzvah Son. I want to look at two other. Halachot and Tachanoch. Yeah. Samach Chav is always spoken of it. Then in Shibkon Samach Beis. Samach Beis, Gam Aran Yede, not like the Mishnah Berurah, the Elio Rabbi. Gam Aran Yede, the Bulaki Yud Bechutz, no Yud outside, Ein Sevor, Shem Chokach Bekamlis, Gdelo, Mokavit, Gimu Tvochim, Gumo, Del Dadalad. The Nasa Gurus is a Yochik. Right, the Shaz, what's it here? It is a... If you only mechitza yud mi b'chutz, then I have mechitza yud mi b'chutz. But this is not the pelahin in this again. We'll go into it a little bit. If you only the mechitza yud mi b'chutz, then you have a mound, the five tvochim. Yeah, let's say I have a mechitza five tvochim. That's make difference. So what's on the other side of mechitza? Kamus. Give mechitza, give bushes, give anything you want. Then it's a mile away. You dig a ditch five tvochim deep. So it's more gimtvachim, but they lo shamanu shir. It's more gimtvachim, but avu pichem. So chayv say gidud, this gidud, and the mechitza of this mesarif, and inside the dish should be mishus ayochid, because the mesarif is over mechak more gimtvachim. So that's a shaila. It's shaila such a thing. Can we tolerate it logically? B'chal. So beginning chasni says ain't sevor that if you have an akamus which is mukav mechitza gimtvachim. That we could make a gum in the middle, that you become a shesayochid. So then he's mistabek. If you go to Chaznish, he's mistabek. Then maybe it's a very big difference. Maybe it's the fact that makes a difference. And there's a lomd, very lomd. It's important. Shalom to shalom, pelt to shalom too. Maybe there nachim not, but maybe in a bias. Yeah, let's say the shalom is like this. After you make an argument. They have a bias whose mechitza chisayin is only 9 tvachim, less than 10 tvachim. And it's very, very big, it's a huge, huge bias, huge structure. And the outside is only 9, 8, or 7. And deep into the middle of the house, you make a mechitza of whatever, mashlum yud. So it could be that there, it's yer shesayach, why? Because they have a roof. It's covered. The kiwi makes a difference. That's what happens. The kiwi makes a difference. So let's talk about this. There's a few ways to approach the shaila, plus in the lomdus. First of all, practically speaking, so the initial reaction, if you ask anybody, it's the initial reaction, the body makes a difference, because it's Menei Regel Rabin. It's Menei Regel Rabin. Rabin can't get in there. The area is completely blocked off from the Rabin, because of the Mechitza HaChitzayno, which even it's not 10, it's 7, 8, 9, and then they have the roof, they have the coverings. Nobody can go in. The you bow baptist, you would think the chisav mechitz the bochus miyud is that it's easier to climb over. Once you have miyud, can't climb over, can't go over it easy so easily. And that's all Torah needs. A hefsek of miyud. It's menei regular level. It's menei bekis rabim. This serves the same function as being menei bekis rabim. Okay. So the chasid is mistapik. He in the hair. Well, what are the tzaddim? So first of all, what are the tzaddim about it? And then Charlie is, what about if there's no kiwi? So even Charlie's like this. The the vote of Mechitza, the tzad that does make difference, which at first you think, you wouldn't think, the tzad that does make difference is like this. It's because even if I have a shadach, if it's just rabbin, there's nobody goes to him. Let's say I put I put a snake, a few snakes down in the middle of Shizrabim. And it'll be there for a long time, very long time. Not like the Rashbos of things. And nobody's going to step there. Well, that became Shasa Yochid. Well, that's Hagashma, that's Boshu. That's in Tokhov Nim. Hashadachim, Shasa Yochid, he put a mine in the middle of Shasa Rabbim. He planted a minefield in the middle of Shasa Rabbim. It's going to become Shasa Yochid because the Rabbim are suddenly Menuim. And nobody's going to come there. It serves the function of Hekav Mechitza. Boshu, not. I'd rather not. That's Boshu, that it's a Torah Dikidin. Menias regular rabbim is the definition of mechitza, the title of the gather of mechitza of the gather, the door of the mechitza that the Shasa Yochid needs. But it's not the pshat. The only inyan is just that the mechitza is merely one of a few hechetimses of creating a secluded area within the Shasa Rabbim. That's different, not the pshat. Zim kein adovov, the Shasa Yochid is only with mechitza, like we learned already, or maybe. If the Omud, Teil, Gavaya, which is even if we don't have Mechitzes, but it's removed 10 Tvachim. Removed 10 Tvachim from the Shasim Rabim. But if we remove 10 Tvachim from the Shasim Rabim, it doesn't become Shasim Yochid. So that's the time to say that the Kiwi doesn't make a difference. That's the time. The Kiwi doesn't make a difference. Imken, what makes a difference? Mechitza Yud. Why Yud? That's a shir. So without going to the. Only the Rashi Nevin. But the Rishon Pashas don't mean. The Shia Yud is the Shia that was conveyed to be Meneya Bekias Ho Rabim and that Shatach. So Im Kena Dovah. So you could think that's the side to say even if one man does help. That's not. There's no Meneya's regular Rabim here. No Meneya's regular Rabim. Yeah. On the other hand, Chazni says it's mistabik. On the other hand, the Eshloima, the habits of the Kiwi makes a difference. But it makes a difference only our derech, what we said before. It's only derech, what we said before. That Avad ultimately, Mishasa Yochid is defined as Mishasa Yochid only with Mukav Mechitzas Yod. That's for sure that Mokav Mekure, we don't have Mechitzas Yod, so inaccessibility to the Mishasa Rabbim is certainly for sure not going to make Mishasa Yochid. There's no doubt about it. But getting in the process of constructing or being Mitzvah of Mechitzas, we can use this for out there with the Chazit and the Rosh. We said in the Rosh. Here we can use this for here, and I understand what I mean. But this is what he says. We can use this for Kiwi. Like they have Mechitzas of 5, 6, 7, 8, now whatever it is. Even if it's not 10. So if it's not covered, so it's bottle. It's bottle gamre, so it doesn't do anything. So there's nothing to be Mitzvah to the Gidl when you get to the Gidl. But if this Mekure, says Mekure doesn't help it turn into Mechitza v'shus ha-yochad kishal ha-atzmo. It just says that there is what to be Mitzarev to the Gidut. Right? That's the Shalom Kivu. Now let's look at this. Look, it's the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch. It's the Aloch in Shulchan Aruch in... Shin Nun Ches. The loch is a loch of kap of shen mukov of kap shelo hukaf adiyah shelo hukaf adiyah. So we have a mechitza surrounding a huge area that was put up shelo shem adiyah. So there's a so what do you want? How do you make it into shelo yochid? What do you do? What's the etza? So Shulchan Aruch says the etza is knock down one mechitza, knock down one loch. So what if it's made of a mechitza? What if you can't do that? That right in shin nun ches in the Rambos of cotton base. Right? You want to be here. We want to be back on fits and then pull up again, so that we can make it into a shusha yochid. The same dira. Kosh olav lifaitz a koysel. Says Rambo. Yes, I mean, the Yachal Niach offer, it's a question of Mishnah, it's all the matches, my question of Yud. Put offer, no problem, says no, put offer. Pile up offer on the side of the Mechitze until from the top of from the offer till top of the Mechitze less than 10 Tvachim. And Reicha of offer should be Dalid. And you made a pierce in the Mechitze. You hear? Does everybody hear this? He said, why did you invite the Mechitze? So I'm more, and the more goes to Tumas Defer, means the Mechitze. Pile up offer. Bring offer, and pile up along the Mechitze. And boy, from that, from top of the offer, there's no Mechitze, there's no 10 anymore. There's no 10 anymore.
Why would it have to be Dalit?
We'll soon see in a minute. We'll get to it. You hear? So what do you say? It's possible? It's good? Says it going right here. Kol Zeno Movenly. Here it is, I'm sorry. Kol Zeno Movenly says it going. Cloud. Ain't Kol Zeno Movenly Cloud. Domina Gidud Hamisho Mechitza Mitzafen Vuchulu. What does he want? What does he want? What's he going to say? It's against the Gemara. You put what he have. In this case, what Ramos says, he have Mechitza. You have a mound, you have offer. Here's like this. Dalit Vachum means you have ground levels. No, there's no lower anymore. So you have, here's the ground. The ground goes like this. Here's the Mechitza of 5. And then over here you go down 5. So according to Ramor, you invite the Mechitza. You invite the Mechitza. So you invite the Mechitza? Give the Mechitza. What's happening? You have to call them movingly. What? So we learned in all the Rishayim say, based on the Aug Gemara of Zion, you don't need 3 Tvachim to Mitzvah and Mechitza. That's where the coin's coming from.
It's
coming from Al Gemara with all the Rishonim. You don't need it. Huh? Oh, so what do you want to say?
You have a roof.
So, L'chor Yesh Loimah, that's totally in that. It's totally that. We'll continue next time.